Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memories. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
They bring to me.
How I long
once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy
they bring to me.
How I long
once more to be with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of
memory.
Oh, what joy they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Well, good morning and greeting in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, as I open your word this morning, I'm asking for the Holy Spirit to come forward, to open our hearts and our minds, to be receptive, Father, and that the Holy Spirit will give us a greater understanding of this your word, so that we can grow in knowledge and in wisdom, Father, to be better equipped to help others that are out walking in darkness and those that are just newborn children of yours, Father, to help them also along the way, for them to grow thereby. Now, Father, be with us through this study this morning. And I'm asking this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. I've been reading the book of Revelation to you because when I first started this, I let you know then that that's what we are to do with Revelation. You know, the source teaching it like we would teach other things, we don't, because it tells us in the beginning to read it. And then we're told also in the book itself not to add one word to it or take one word away from it. So we read it. And the more you get to where you can understand it, the more knowledge you'll have of God's Word in the Old and also the New Testament. Because it takes both to get a good understanding of the book of Revelation. All right, now, We'll go here to chapter 14 and verse 1. And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his father's name written in their foreheads. 2, I heard a voice from heaven, as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of a great thunder. And I heard the voice of harpers, harping with their harps. 3, and they sung, as it were a new song, before the throne, and before the four beasts, and the elders. And no man could learn that song, but the 144,000, which were redeemed from the earth. These are they which were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are they which follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. These were redeemed from among men, being the first fruits unto God and to the Lamb. And in their mouth was found no guile, for they are without fault before the throne of God. And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and every nation and kindred and tongue and people, saying with a loud voice, fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come, and worship him that made heaven and earth and the sea and the mountains of water and the fountains of water. 8, there followed another angel saying, Babylon is fallen, the great city, because she made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. And the third angel followed them saying with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast and his image and receive his mark in his forehead or his hand, the saint shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation, and he shall be tormented with fire and with brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. 11, and the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever, and they have no rest day nor night who worship the beast and his image, and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name. 12, here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. 13. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their work do follow them. 14, and I looked, and behold, a white cloud, and upon the cloud one set like unto the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle. And another angel came out of the temple crying with a loud voice to him that sit on the cloud, thrust in thy sickle and reap. For the time has come for thee to reap, for the harvest of the earth is ripe. 16. And he that sat on the cloud thrust in his sickle on the earth, and the earth was reaped. 17. And another angel came out of the temple, which is in, he also having a sharp sickle. And another angel came out from the altar, which had power over fire, and cried with a loud cry to him that had the sharp sickle, saying, thrust in thy sharp sickle, and gather the clusters of the vine of the earth, for her grapes are fully ripe. And the angel thrust in his sickle into the earth, and gathered the vine of the earth, and cast it into the great winepress of the wrath of God. And the winepress was trodden without the city, and blood came out of the winepress, even unto the horse's bridle, by the space of 1,600 furlongs. And we have now come to the end of chapter 14. Now, you know, as we read this, there's a lot there to really apprehend. And that's one reason I'm reading slowly, that it gives you a chance to gather in as much as you can. Because we need all of the knowledge and wisdom that we can lay hold of. All right. 15, and it's a very short chapter. In fact, it's only 8 verses. Here we go. And I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, 7 angels having the 7 last plagues. For in them is filled up the wrath of God. And I saw as it were a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them that had gotten the victory over the beast and over his image and over his mark and over the number of his name stand on the sea of glass, having the hearts of God. And they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are thy ways, thy King of saints. Who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and glorify thy name? For thou art holy, for all nations shall come and worship before thee. For thy judgments are made manifest, and after that I look, and behold, the temple of the tabernacle of the testimony in heaven was opened, and the 7 angels came out of the temple, having the 7 plagues, clothed in pure and white linen, and having their breasts girded with golden girdles. And one of the 4 beasts gave unto the 7 angels 7 golden vials, full of the wrath of God, who liveth forever and ever. And the temple was filled with smoke from the glory of God and from the fire, and no man was able to enter into the temple till the 7 plagues of the 7 angels were fulfilled. Now, once again, we have come to the end of chapter 15 there. And we're seeing several things there. Now, chapter 16, verse 1. I heard a great voice out of the temple saying to the seven angels, go your ways and pour out the vial of the wrath of God upon the earth. And the first went and poured out his vial upon the earth, and there fell a noise and grievous sore upon the men which had the mark of the beast, and upon them which worshipped his image. 3. And the second angel poured out his vial upon the sea, and it became as the blood of dead men, and every living soul died in the sea. 4. And the third angel poured out his vial upon the rivers and fountains of waters, and they became blood. 5. And I heard the angel of the waters say, thou art righteous, O Lord, which art and was and shall be, because thou hast judged us. 6. For they have shed the blood of saints and prophets, and thou hast given them blood to drink, for they are worthy. 7. And I heard another out of the altar say, even so, Lord God Almighty, true and righteous are thy judgments. 8. And the fourth angel poured out his vial upon the sun, and the power was given unto him to scorch men with fire. And men were scorched with great heat, and blasphemed the name of God, which has power over these plagues. And they repented not to give him glory. 10. The fifth angel poured out his vial upon the seat of the beast, and his kingdom was full of darkness. And they gnawed their tongues for pain, and blasphemed the God of heaven because of their pains and their sores, and repented not of their deeds. And the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates, and the water thereof was dried up, that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon, and out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. For they are the spirits of devils, working miracles, which go forth into the kings of the earth and of the whole world together, them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty. 15. Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watch and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked, and they see his shame. The 15th verse is spoken by the Lord Jesus Christ there. Now, 16. And he gathereth them together into a place called, in the Hebrew tongue, Armageddon. And the seventh angel poured out his vial into the air. And there came a great voice out of the temple of heaven from the throne saying, is done. 18. And there were voices and thunders and lightnings, and there was a great earthquake such as was not since men were upon the earth, so mighty an earthquake and so great. And the great city was divided into three parts, and the cities of the nations fell. And great Babylon came in remembrance before God to give unto her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath. And every island fled away, and the mountains were not found. And there fell upon men a great hail out of heaven, every stone about the weight of a talent. And men blasphemed God because of the plague of the hail. For the plague thereof was exceedingly great. And we have now come to the end of chapter 16. All right, chapter 17, verse 1. And there came one of the seven angels which had the seven vials and talked with me, saying unto me, come hither, I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman set upon a scarlet colored beast, full of the names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. Five, and upon her forehead with a name written, Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots, an abomination of the earth. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. Seven. And the angel said unto me, wherefore did thou marvel? I will tell thee the mystery of the woman and of the beast that carrieth her, which has the seven heads and ten horns. The beast thou sawest was and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit and go into perdition, and they that dwell on the earth shall wonder, whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they beheld, or behold, the beast that was, and is not, and yet is. Nine, and here is the mind which has wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sitteth. And there are seven kings. Five are fallen, one is, and the other is not yet come. And when he cometh, he must continue a short space. Now, and the beast that was and is not, even he is the eighth and is of the seventh and goeth into perdition. 12. And the 11 horns which thou sawest, and the ten horns which thou sawest are ten kings which have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast. 1 hour with the beast. 13. These have one mind, and shall give their power and their strength unto the beast. 14. These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, For he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful. And he saith unto me, the waters which thou sowest, where the whore sitteth, are peoples, and multitudes, and nations, and tongues. 16, and the 10 horns which thou sowest upon the beast, these shall hate the whore, and shall make her desolate, and naked, and shall eat her flesh, and burn her with fire. 17, for God has put in their hearts to fulfill his will and to agree and give their kingdom unto the beast until the words of God shall be fulfilled. 18. And the woman which thou sawest is that great city which reigneth over the kings of the earth. And now, once again, we have come to the end of chapter 17. We're going to stop here for the day, for this morning. We have covered 14, 15, 16, and 17, because most of them have been very, very small. In fact, this 17 is one of the biggest ones, and it was only 18 verses. And most of the verses are not even very large. So we're going to stop here and go to the Lord in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we close your word this morning, Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank you for the Holy Spirit. And for the time that we can come together to share your word with each other and with everyone that will listen to us, Father. Now, Father, we pray for Israel and Jerusalem. We pray for them to have peace. But even more than that, we pray for them to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, as their Messiah. We pray for your saints, Father, wherever they are in the world. We pray that the Holy Spirit will keep them in health, keep them safe, and see to their needs, Father. In this land of ours that has grown so evil because of those that are sitting in high places that are evil, that they've brought evil upon us, Father, upon mankind and upon this land. We're praying now, Father, for them to be replaced in their office with those that are walking in righteousness, that serves you, that loves you, and loves the Lord Jesus Christ, loves the church, loves your people, and loves this land, and will work with us to bring this land to repentance, Father, and help us to put our government back upon the foundation in which it was founded, that being your word and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Father, for my prayer list, I pray now, Father, for Kenny Powers, for Dennis Lee, for James Taylor, for Amy and Tom, Jacob, for Bobby and Millie, for Sue Branson, for Debbie and Dara. Father, I pray for Courtney and Shane that they get right with the Lord. And Father, my wife, myself, I pray for all of those that are in the nursing home there in Brandenburg, Father. Place where I visit. That they can all be touched, Father, by the Holy Spirit. and be made white. Now, Father, be with us all through this day. Keep us in health. Keep us safe as we go through the day. And bring us back together again this evening at 6 p.m. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. All right. Have a good one. God be with you. Hope to see you at 6.